You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. So you bless me over and over again. I discovered you were my friend. I love you. I need you. I want to thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Hi, and welcome to another episode of WSW Worship Song of the Week, and I remain Ejiro. Woo! Yes, he blessed me over and over again. This song has stuck with me all week long. It's been on replay. I think at the beginning of the week, while I was having my devotion, I just had this, you know, it was like a, you know, light bulb moment, and that song just came. Like, you need to go look for the song and play, because I just started thinking, like, God has just been good. Like, I feel like I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, but that's just my reality, right? Things have been a bit, you know, on the rough side, but you know, this particular day earlier this week, I just felt like counting my blessings, and I was really grateful that God has blessed me. Like, it could feel like it's not in the way that I expected, but he has really blessed me over and over and over and over again. So personally, that is my worship song of this week, because I want to thank him, God, for blessing me. All right, guys. Well, I'm not alone on the podcast today. If you were wondering, like, oh, she doesn't have a guest today. Well, I do. I do have a guest, okay? Today on WSW, I have this pretty, petite, beautiful, and what does Les say now? Afro lady with me. Well, if you follow me on social media, especially Instagram, you would know this person. So go check out my Instagram handle. It is Ejiro Osakede. EJIROOSAKEDE. One word. And guess who it is? You see her. She's all over my page. Today I have with me Onomi. Actually, her name is Onome, but I love to call her Onomi. How are you,
Hi,
Onome?
Hi, guys.
You see?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you.
How
for having me.
How has your week been?
It's been okay.
Just okay?
It's been like, not rough, but I've just been like thinking about what's next, like concerning my schooling and all of that. But then God has been encouraging me with his word and with some songs, so it's been okay.
It's been okay, thank God. I feel you. You know, there are those times in our lives when it feels like things are just going so slow, and you just keep questioning that, what is happening, God? What is happening? What's going on here? So you said when you were talking just now that God has been speaking to you through some word and some songs. So
yeah.
Of the songs that he's been speaking to you with, which one would you pick as your worship song of this week?
I'll say Waymaker. I know that's like a very common
song, like a national anthem.
Yeah,
now,
like, everybody knows, like, okay. But really, like, that song, like, it was even yesterday that I was listening to it, and it just like gave me a different meaning. Like, it just encouraged me and like made me feel that no matter like where I'm going through, like, there's something good that will come out of it, like there will be a way out of it at the end of the day. So it's like, I just felt that like a burden lifted from me. So I just felt light and like just let God have his way, that kind of feeling. Yeah,
so this,
to before,
this Waymaker, you know, there's been a remake of it everywhere now. So which version ministers
the original
to you?
Version,
the original, yeah. By Sinach, our very own Sinach.
Yes, the original version.
So is there like a, is there like a more specific incident that just made that song pop out, or that made it like touch you again? Because I'm sure this is not the first time you're hearing it. I mean, you've heard the song since long, since when it came out. So what is that exact thing? Like, it might not be like details with what's going on with you right now, but like, what exactly just made it click? Like, there's something about the song now.
Okay, so I was listening to a message by Sarah Jakes Robert, that's
Bishop T.D. Jakes' daughter.
So when I finished listening to the message, then the song came up like on replay. So the message was, okay, let me not go into details, but like it was just about like not thinking that what, like sometimes I feel heavy, like down and not like a bit depressed. So it's like that feeling of like sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm going to go out of it, and then I'm going to go out of it. But then like she, in the message I was listening to, she kept saying that it doesn't have to, it's not, don't worry yourself that like it's not going.
Like that's just that feeling of depression.
Yeah, that feeling of like, don't worry yourself that it's not going, because sometimes I'm just like, God, I keep praying and like it's not like
it's not this,
it's just
this,
it keeps
not
calling
lifted,
me. Yeah,
like,
I just wanted to go and let me be like clear-headed. But then that message made me feel that it doesn't have to be like overnight, kind of like I'm fine, like gradually it will get
it
better.
It will be lifted,
yeah,
the burden
so,
will be lifted.
Like after she spoke and then the song came in, it just like blended in, and it was like, even if like there's dark, like that the verse that caught me in the song was light in the darkness. So like even if you feel darkness around you, like that kind of a thing, I'm the light in the darkness. It's just like gets ringing in my head.
That's so powerful. Wow. I hope that even after listening and after getting that revelation of that song, I hope in some way you've had that burden lifted. Like, I know, like Sarah Jacobs says, it's still there, but
then it's much better than before.
That's like ray of hope, like, you know what, God will make a way.
Yeah.
He's a way maker. He would make a way. Wow. Thanks for sharing. And I just, can we just pray together? Because I would just like to pray with you that God lifts this burden. Dear God, we thank you. Thank you for Onome. Thank you for all that you are doing in her life. Thank you for all that she's going through currently. Thank you because I know that you have her interest in your heart. You are so mindful of her. She is the apple of your eyes. She is, oh God, at the center of your heart. And I know that you have a great plan for her. I know that even though right now it seems like things are dark, like she's in this darkness, but I thank you for this ray of light that you've given to her through the word that you sent to her, through the song, through the words of the song. I thank you, Jesus, because I know that your grace is sufficient for her. I just pray, God, that whatever burden is in her heart, God, that you would lift it up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, guys. So, like she said, this song has ministered to her. And if you've been following this podcast, you would notice that this was the song Anel. That was so difficult for me to pronounce. This was the very same particular song she spoke about 2 weeks ago on this podcast. So there is something about this song, Waymaker. And I just want to say to anyone listening to this podcast today that might be in the same zone, in the same space that Onome is in, you know, and feels like, oh my God, what is going to happen? Where is the way? I can't find anywhere. I can't see any way out of this situation. I want you to remember that God is a way maker, and he would definitely make a way for you. He's Amen. Done it before. He will do it again. Just hold on. Keep trusting. keep feeding your spirit with the word of God to strengthen your faith in Him. And just know that He would make a way where there seemed to be no way. Cause He works in ways we cannot see. He would make a way for us. He would be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He would make a way. He would make a way, because He's way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are. 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 Saying that is who You are. That is who You are. Oh Lord, that is who You are. That is who You are. Yes, even when you don't see Him, He's working. He never stops working. Keep hope alive. Keep trusting. Keep believing. And He would make a way for you. Any last words, girl?
No matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation looks like, just keep believing in God. And like, know that even if it feels dark and like you're not going to move from that situation, just keep believing in Him that He's going to make a way from that situation.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. Until I come your way again next week, remain blessed and just remember that God is your way maker. Have a beautiful week. God bless you. Bye-bye.